Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Elder Hodge, for that beautiful prayer. Again, that is this week's announcements, and I want to tell everyone, I want to wish everyone a happy, happy holidays. Merry Christmas on Saturday, and you all have a great week.
Oh, God, I'm still rejoicing. I'm still rejoicing. Thank you. Thank you, Sister Hodge, so much for that lovely doxology as well as the announcements. Amen. And if you have any other announcements that you would like to give, amen, please contact her. Amen. And give her the announcements that you would like to have, you know, anything that's going on in your congregation. And we will be so proud to announce it and give it out to the community. Amen. We are going to go ahead and move forward, amen, with our word. We want to also announce, amen, Church of Christ Written in Heaven in Goose. Church of Christ Written in Heaven in Goose. I forgot to add that on to the slide. Amen. We will begin Sunday school this morning at 10 a.m. Sunday school at 10 a.m. at Church of Christ Written in Heaven in Goose, Florida. Amen. We will go. I think we're going to have a full service today. So we will meet you there. Amen. At 10 a.m. Amen. Church of Christ Written in Heaven in Goose. Amen. So I tried to have my Christmas theme in the background with red. It's kind of showing a little bit pink right now. But amen. I'm trying to be in the Christmas theme. Amen. I hope we can hope you don't mind. Amen. So we're just trying to celebrate our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ as we move forward on this Sunday morning. We ask that you get your Bibles and turn to the book of Luke. If you have your Bibles, turn to the book of Luke. I'm going to put the word on the screen, and then I'm going to reduce myself. Amen. Yeah, that's more appropriate right there. Full screen word, little screen me. All right. So we're going to try and give us a word on the birth of Jesus Christ. I'm sure it's going to be preached all around the world this Sunday morning. Amen. But we're just going to give our little take on it this morning. Luke, second chapter. We're going to begin at the 8th verse. Yes, I'm going to begin at the 8th verse. Glory, 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 glory. All right. And it reads, "And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around about them, and they were so afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was the angel of multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them by the shepherd. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them. Amen. The thought this morning, good news of great joy. 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 Yes, yes, yes. Good news of great joy. Our Christmas message on today is good news of great joy. Good news of great joy. Let us begin. We all love good news. Our minds love good news. Our hearts love good news. We rejoice in good news. We get the news of a young couple getting married. We rejoice. When our children and our grandchildren are born, we rejoice. It's good news when that unexpected check comes in the mail. It's good news when the doctor says you no longer have to have the surgery. It's good news when the medication is no longer needed. Don't you love to get some good news? Good news make you feel good. Good news changes the atmosphere. Good news increases your faith. Good news builds your confidence. Good news will put a smile on your face. Good news will make you clap your hands. Good news will make you stomp your feet. Good news will make you dance. Good news. I don't know about you, but I like some good news. Good news will make you rejoice. It will make you shout. It will make you speak in tongues, and you never spoke in tongues before. Good news is powerful. Good news is sharper than a two-edged sword. Good news will change lives. Tell me some good news. You can keep that negative news, but give me some good news. I don't know about you. Do you feel like I feel? CNN, Fox, CBS, ABC, and NBC mostly air bad news, but every now and then they give some good news. In a day and time like we have today, we need some good news. I don't know about you, but I want some good news. Good news will produce joy, that unspeakable joy. Good news is so good that I don't know what to do with myself. I can't explain it. It's something on the inside that's working on the outside. Oh, it makes me wonder how I got over Oh, yeah, good news, good news. It makes me worship. Amen. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Yes, it makes me witness. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills, and everywhere. Good news of great joy. Good news, good news, good news of great joy. Do you like good news? I love some good news. And good news, amen, will just change your perspective on life when you get some good news. Amen. I love good news. Good news of great joy. That's what we're talking about, amen, this Sunday morning. Amen. And the shepherds wondered, amen, in awe when the angel appeared, amen. And the angel, they were afraid because the glory of the Lord had shone all around them. And the angel of the Lord stood near them. The shepherds were afraid when you experience the glory of God. Have you ever experienced the glory of God? When you experience the glory of God, God will make you shine. Yeah, yeah. I'm reminded when Moses seen the glory of God, he had to wear a veil to speak to the people. And even wearing the veil, he was trying to hide his glow. But his light still came through. Do you have that glow of God? Do you possess that glow of God? Amen. Is the glow of God upon you? Do God shine in your home? Do God shine on your job? Do God shine in your marriage? Do God shine in your finances? Do God shine in your attitude? This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. So you ought to tell somebody, I'm going to let my light shine. I'm going to let it shine. I'm going to let it shine. I get a little excited when it comes to the word. Amen. But when you get in the glory of God, yeah, yeah, it's such a magnificent experience that the glory of God, that it might frighten you, but you don't have to fear, because God doesn't give us the spirit of fear, but of power and of sound mind. But the glory of God the glory of God may give you some uncomfortness, but all you have to do, amen, is just allow God to have his way in your life. In our scriptures this morning, the shepherds, amen, was frightened because they were in the midst of God's glory. And the God's glory fell. And it's God's glory that gives us the good news. It's God's glory that gives us the news of great joy. Somebody ought to say the news of great joy. The news of great joy. And when we get the news of great joy, amen, we ought to, amen, go into worship. I'm reminded of our scriptures today. I'm moving right along. I gotta be in Sunday school at 10 o'clock, y'all. I'm moving right along. Amen. When we get the great news of great joy, we have to go into worship. We ought to go into worship. The scripture tells us this morning when the angel gave the shepherds the good news. When we hear the good news, the angel stood near the shepherds in the midst of God's glory. And the angel provided the good news that the Savior is born. The good news as Jesus is born. The good news as Mary baby is born. Isn't that some good news? Somebody ought to say, I got the good news. Yeah, this was a day of celebration. Yeah, and this was a day of joy and a day of peace. And there was an army of angels that suddenly appeared before the shepherds. And that army, amen, began to worship. Yeah, yeah, the army began to praise. The army praised and worshiped so that that the shepherds wanted to go and worship themselves. Amen. The shepherds said, we too need to get to Bethlehem. Church, saints of God, we must raise the roof to the point that others want to go worship. We must raise the roof. Amen. To somebody ought to say, we too must go to Bethlehem and worship the Lord. We too must go to church and give him praise. We too must go to church, amen, and sing a song. We too must go to church and give him a prayer. We too must go to church and praise his name. We too, church, we must raise the roof. We must give him a praise. We must too worship. Oh, you ought to worship him to a point that others may want to go and worship God. We must give God a worship like never before. In the midst of the bad news, in the midst of murder, in the midst of robberies, in the midst of sickness, in the midst of death, in the midst of heartaches, in the midst of pain, in the midst, oh God, of COVID-19 is on the rise, we must give God our praise. We must give Christ our praise. We must give Jesus our worship. We must worship him. Cancer in your body, we must worship Jesus. Stress is a mess, we must worship Jesus. My good days outweigh my bad days, but I won't complain, but I will worship. Although the world is delivering bad news, Christ provide good news. I will worship. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I will worship. Put it in the text. 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 I will worship. I will worship. Saints, we got to worship God to the point that others may see, that others want to go to Bethlehem, that others want to go to the house of bread, that others want to get around the table, that others want to come and worship. We got to raise the roof. Tell somebody, you ought to raise the roof. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. You ought to raise the roof. You ought to raise the roof. Satan is referenced in the Bible 56 times. Jesus is referenced in the Bible 983 times. There is more good news than bad news. I will worship. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us praise his name together. I will bless his name at all times. His praise will continually be in my mouth. The Lord inhabits the praises of his people. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We should worship like the angels so that people will go and worship also. Amen. Just like the shepherds, they say, we too must get to Bethlehem and go worship. The shepherds bowed before Jesus and they worship. The shepherds bowed before Jesus and they worship. The shepherds bowed before Mary and they worship. Oh, yeah, they worship Mary's baby. They worship the newborn king. They worship the Messiah. They worship the Savior. They worship the I Am. They worship the Word. That was, oh, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. They worship Jesus Christ. Yes, they did. Yes, they did. They worship. Have you got the good news? I want to know if there's anybody out there that have some good news. Have you gotten the good news? I know we get those texts on Facebook. Amen. Those gimmicks. Those hacks that ask you, have you heard the news? But I'm asking you today, have you heard the news? Have you got the news? Have you gotten the good news? And it's not no gimmick. It's not no scam. It's not no sham. But the good news of great joy. And I'm going to worship. Tell somebody, I'm going to worship. I'm going to worship. I'm going to worship. I got the good news. I got the good news. I got the good news. And I'm going to worship. I got the good news. And I'm going to worship. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I know I get a little excited. You got to forgive me. You got to forgive me. I just get so excited. Amen. When I'm talking the good news. Amen. And I'm going to worship. I just want to worship the Lord this morning. I want to praise his name this morning. I want to glorify him this morning. I'm going to decrease that he might increase. Amen. I'm going to lift him up because he said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. And I'm going to lift him up. Amen. And I'm going to sit my little self down and lift him up today. I want you to know, amen, that there's some good news. Amen. Amen. I'm almost done. I'm getting to my clothes. Amen. I'm getting to my clothes. Amen. I want to know. Amen. Do you have the good news? 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 When you get the good news, when you get the good news and when you go and worship the shepherds, amen, when they got through worshiping, when they got done worshiping Jesus, when they left, amen, from the place of worship, the Bible says that they began to tell everybody what they experienced. They began to tell everybody about the angels. They began to tell everybody about Jesus. They began to witness. Amen. Don't you want to witness to somebody? Don't you want to tell somebody? Don't you want to give the good news? Don't you want to share your experience? Don't you want to share how good he's been to you? Don't you want to share how much he's blessed you? Don't you want to share how well he's took care of you? Don't you want to share how he's protected you? Don't you want to share? Oh God, amen, you are a witness. Yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus, you ought to tell somebody. The shepherds finished worshiping and they began to witness. Yes, they did. The shepherds, they went to tell what they saw. They went to tell what they experienced. Tell somebody when the worship is over. Tell somebody when the worship is finished. Tell somebody, go to the hills. Go to the mountains. Go tell it on the mountains, over the hills, and everywhere. Go witness. You can tell, when the check comes in the mail. You can tell when the doctor give the bad diagnosis. You can tell when Johnny's over Susie's house. You can tell when the devil does his deeds, but always telling some bad news. But the Bible says that the shepherds, when they had left, they witnessed. The Bible says they told of their encounter with the angels. They told the good news. They told their encounter with Jesus. They told the good news. They told the witness of their experience. They told the good news when, yes, Lord, being in the presence of God, the good news,
they told the good news of great joy. Do you have some good news? Can you tell the good news? I don't mind if I go, if you tell me some good news, just don't tell me no negative news. Do you mind if I go to a little old school just for a moment? You can't tell it like I can tell it. What the Lord has done for me. Somebody might say, I got my good news on a Monday. I got my good news on a Tuesday. I know somebody can say, I got my news on a Wednesday. There's somebody that say they got their news on a Thursday. There's somebody got their news on a Friday night. There's somebody that got their news on a Saturday night. Somebody got their news on a Sunday morning. Yes, they got their news. I don't know when you got your news, but I know when I got my news. Late one Saturday night, I went home, got up that Sunday morning, and went to church, and I got my news. Yes, Lord, and I never look back. I want you to know today, when you get your good news, don't look back. And when I got my news, I started to worship, and I went on, and I began to witness. Yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. I'm witnessing right now. I'm letting you know that I got my good news. Did you get your good news? And when you get your good news, the news get even better. It don't stop right there, because on one Sunday morning after Jesus was born, on one Sunday morning after Jesus prayed, on one Sunday morning after Jesus was betrayed, on one Sunday morning after he got out of his tomb, on one Sunday morning, Mary got the good news message. Jesus got up with all power in his hands. Jesus got up with all power in his hands on the third day. Isn't that good news? Isn't that some shouting news? Isn't that some dancing news? Isn't that some glorifying news? Isn't that some hallelujah news? Isn't that some celebratory news? Oh, glory to God. Somebody ought to get the good news. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, that's some good news. I'm looking to the hills. From which cometh my help. My help come from the Lord. The shepherds was in wonder when they got in the glory of God. When the angel came, the shepherds, they went and worship like the angels did. They did the same thing. They praised Jesus. The shepherds, when the worship was over, they witnessed of wonders. They witnessed what they had obtained. They witnessed. Yes, Lord. We should do the same. Yes, Lord. We should never sustain, but we should, amen, run to Jesus and tell all the world that we should proclaim. Yes, Lord. It's on Christmas Day that we celebrate the baby boy. It's not about the presents under the tree. It's not about the toy under the tree. Our focus should always be on the good news that bring us great joy, that joy of repentance, that joy of salvation, that joy of deliverance, that joy of healing, that joy. Woo! The good news of great joy. The good news of great joy. The good news. The good news of great joy. The good news of great joy. The good news. The good news. The good news. The good news of great joy. Let us pray. Most Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, the good news of great joy. Oh, God, we go into this celebratory moment, Father. Oh, God, where your Son, oh, God, was born. Oh, for God so loved the world that he gave
his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And Father, we celebrate that moment that you sent your Son, oh God, to save our souls. And Father, we thank you now. We praise you now. We glorify you now. And we lift you up right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your deliverance. We thank you for your manifestation. We thank you for your anointing. We thank you for your healing. We thank you right now, God, oh God, for your touch. Oh God, we thank you for sending your Son Jesus into this world. Oh God, to save us, to give us the right to the tree of life. Oh God, we thank you. Oh, we praise you. We glorify you right now. We magnify you, Lord. Oh God, we worship you, Lord. And God, we will witness, God, oh God, of your greatness. We will witness, God, of your goodness, God. We will witness, God, of your mercy, God. We will witness, God, of your manifestation, God. We will witness, oh God, of your miracles. Oh God, you did it for me. Oh God, you can do it for others. God, we thank you. We glorify you. We lift you up. Oh God, we praise you in the name of Jesus. Oh God, thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, the good news of great joy. Amen. If you have not heard the good news of great joy this morning, if you haven't gotten the news, amen, if there's something, amen, and in your mind, amen, in your heart that you do not have the news, if you don't have the news, I just want to pray a prayer with you. And if you would repeat the words that I'm about to say, amen, you can get the good news. Amen. And when you get the good news, worship. Amen. And when you get done worshiping, witness. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Pray this prayer with me. Lord, forgive me for I have sinned. Lord, I believe that you were born of a Virgin Mary. I believe, amen, you were human, you were, and yet divine. I believe that you hung on the cross for my sins. I believe that you died and, oh, you got up on the third day with all power in your hands. I believe that you're sitting on the right hand side of the Father making intercession for me right now. I believe it. I just believe it. I believe it, Lord. And Lord, I'm confessing it with my mouth. And Lord, I believe it in my heart. And Lord, save me right now in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Right now, Lord. Right now, Lord. Right now, Lord. Do it, Lord. Do it for them right now, Lord. They got the good news, Lord. They heard the good news. Do it for them right now, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Do it. Do it. Do it. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. 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 Do it now. Do it now. Do it now. Do it now. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, 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 yes. Do it. Do it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, yes, yes. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory. Oh, I believe right now, if you said, prayed that prayer with me, that God has saved you. And I believe that you can manifest in that good news. Amen. God has brought good news. Amen. We ought to worship and we ought to witness. Amen. We don't have to wonder no more. The shepherds was wondering, but amen, they don't have to wonder no more after they worship. They could witness. Amen. Because they had experienced, amen, God. They had experienced Christ. They had experienced the Messiah. They had experienced the Savior. The one that brings peace and joy on earth. Amen. I just thank you, amen, for worshiping with me for this moment, this hour. We're done. Amen. I got to get to Sunday school myself. Amen. And go through my next level of worship. Amen. We thank you for being with us and praising with us and joining with us and worshiping with us online. Amen. Wherever you at this morning. Amen. Facebook, Twitter. Amen. YouTube, Triumph Life Church. .org Amen. Wherever you listen to us this morning, we thank you. We praise you for being with us this morning. We glorify you, and we just want to lift you up. We hope that we've said something that will help you and encourage you, amen, to walk with Christ. And we hope that you've gotten some good news of great joy, and that it may help you to worship and help you to witness for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Let us go into our benediction. If you would be so kind, amen, to raise your right arm, amen, as we go into the benediction. The grace of our Lord and Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen. Amen. We love you. God bless you. We hope that God keep you and God shower his mighty blessings upon you all the week long. We will see you the day after Christmas, amen, next Sunday, amen. We're going to do this, amen, until God says stop, and God is saying keep going, amen. So we're going to keep going, and we're going to do this. Thank you, thank you, thank you for helping us and keeping us doing this with you. God bless you. Amen.
Can you give our miracle worker a hand tonight? Apollo, listen, I said the miracle worker. I said the miracle worker. You are.
I know. I'll be so in.